A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul said, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. On the contrary, first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout the whole country of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preached the need to repent and turn to God, and to do works giving evidence of repentance. That is why the Jews seized me when I was in the temple and tried to kill me. But I have enjoyed God's help to this very day, and so I stand here testifying to small and great alike, saying nothing different from what the prophets and Moses foretold, that the Messiah must suffer and that, as the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles. Tebum Domini. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's good to be here on this Thursday. I'm Deacon Chris Roscoe from the Diocese of here in Birmingham. My home parish is St. Peter the Apostle Church, which is just in Hoover. And Father Matthew, thank you for allowing me to be here, and it's always a pleasure to be here at EWTN and to be able to celebrate Mass and to preach. So our feast day today, as you can see, as you heard, we are celebrating the feast of St. Boniface, bishop and martyr, and so we wear the color red to indicate the martyr's blood, the blood that was shed by St. Boniface and all the other martyrs in testimony and witness to their faith and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have in our readings today the very beautiful passage from the 10th chapter of St. John, where Jesus is telling us that he is our shepherd, that he is the good shepherd. He is the eternal shepherd who comes to his flock, who teaches and guards and protects his flock, and talks to them to ask them to follow him. Jesus tells the apostles and tells all of us that he came to save sinners. He came for you, he came for me, and he came to bring us home to the Father. And so Jesus tells us in this 10th chapter that a bad shepherd or a shepherd who is unfaithful flees when there's troubles and flees when there's temptations and flees when there's trials and tribulations. And as we celebrate today the Feast of St. Boniface, we hear of another good shepherd. He is a shepherd who came to the people that did not know Jesus Christ. He came to the people of Germany or Northern Europe, and he came to bring to them the light of the gospel. St. Boniface was born in England. He was a Benedictine monk and became a priest in the Benedictine order in England. But he heard the call, the missionary call, to go and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who had never heard the gospel. And so he left in the year 716, so he's the beginning of the 8th century, where he left and went to start his mission to the Germanic people, and it was not very successful. He was only in Germany for a couple of months, and then he came back home to England. He just felt that it was not fruitful, and he was not having much success. And so it's interesting, the monks at the abbey, in the Benedictine abbey back in England, wanted him to stay, so they actually elected him abbot to try to keep him in that abbey in England, but he refused the abbot job, the abbot's office, so that he could go back to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Germanic people. And so in 718, he went to Rome and met Pope Gregory II, and he was given a missionary mandate by the Pope to go to the people of Northern Europe, to bring the gospel to those people who had never heard of Jesus Christ. And so he goes on this mission, and he continues that mission for the next 40 years. He died in the year 754, a martyr. He was martyred because of his belief and his love in Jesus Christ. But throughout those 40 years, he was a good shepherd. He was a shepherd who preached the word of God fearlessly. He took on conflict. He took on the pagans who were against Christians and were against missionaries, for sure. And they were a very, very violent people. They were very, very much not aware of the Lord, love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he was not deterred in that missionary zeal. Perhaps one of his greatest moments was in about the year 723, where St. Boniface announced publicly that he was going to go and he was going to chop down a big oak tree that was a pagan idol. It was the tree that they worshipped because they felt that as naturalists and naturists that the power of the Almighty came through this great oak tree. And so the tree was named Donar's Sacred Oak. It was a big oak tree on a mountain there in Germany. And St. Boniface said he's going to tear down the tree. So he came with an axe, he chops at the tree, and after the fourth axe blow, the tree falls down. And so the pagans who were there were horrified that this had happened, that this Catholic man, this missionary priest, had actually destroyed their sacred totem, their sacred object of worship, this tree. And so they expected immediate retribution and punishment for the man Boniface, for what he had done. And yet, nothing happened. Nothing happened. No fire from heaven, no fire from the gods. Nothing happened. And so they were amazed that he was able to do this courageously in front of everybody, publicly announcing he was going to do this. And as a result of his faith and his faithfulness in God, that those pagan people began to believe in his words and began to believe in the Christian God that Boniface was teaching and preaching to them. It's interesting that St. Boniface not only chopped down this tree in 723, but he went on to found many monasteries and organized the churches and the dioceses in Germany. He is called the Great Apostle of Germany. And he is a fantastic example to us of a faithful shepherd, a shepherd who is not afraid, a shepherd who preaches the truth, and a shepherd who suffers and dies for Jesus Christ. And so our first reading today, we hear St. Paul going out and suffering the sufferings that he had as he preached the word of God to those he was sent to. And we know that St. Paul continues his journeys. We've heard it all through this Easter season from the book of Acts, how St. Paul travels from place to place to place. And he eventually ends up in Rome. And in Rome, he was given the mandate by our Lord Jesus Christ to preach to the people of Rome. And there he preaches with St. Peter. And of course, we know that both St. Peter and St. Paul were executed in Rome. They died for the faith of Jesus Christ. They died apostles, preaching the word and being good shepherds to those who needed to hear our Lord's message. So today, as we hear of and celebrate the feast of St. Boniface, and as we hear in our first reading that Paul goes to the peoples who have not heard the word of God, and we hear our Lord say that he himself is our shepherd and expects us to follow the shepherd and to be shepherds as well, let us look to the examples of St. Boniface, St. Peter, and St. Paul. Let us pray in this wonderful month of June, the month of the Sacred Heart, that we too can be enlivened in our faith life, that we too will have the courage to talk about Jesus in our daily work, right, in our families, in our workplace, in our homes, in our schools, in our parishes, that we're not afraid to talk about our Lord who loves us so very much, that we are not afraid that even if we're criticized, we will stand firm with our Lord. We too then can be like the great apostles, like the great martyrs in our witness to Jesus and our love for our Lord. So as we receive Jesus today in our most blessed sacrament, we receive him body and blood, soul and divinity, we ask him to help us, to strengthen our faith, that we too will be good witnesses, that we too can follow the shepherd, that we too will have our ears open so we can hear his word and follow his example, and that we too can thank the Father in heaven who gave us such a wonderful gift in his eternal Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came as the good shepherd. The good apostles follow him in his work. They follow him in his mission, and they even follow him in their death. So let us pray that we too will be good disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ every day of our lives.